Give me some asphalt.
You didn't need me, Mitchell.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
You know what I mean.
If you only brought two with you, if I were to consider it.
This is the way of it. Today, a feather of how it all is at the end, and its beauty evolved, I am told, from the scales of a fish. Today, face to face with it, held in the hand, no, not God's hand, a hand clasp of feathers, once perfect, now battered, and, for the hell of it, scattered with gold shit and pebbles out on the landspit. But only, for now, just caressed ragged edges, stroked between finger and thumb, easing the barbs back, silk-smoothing veins swept to the wave, the rippled edge, held like a gift from a loved one, here, where hunger tears into sound, where love could not come into it, hung on the world's edge.
Was the link between the feather and the fish scale that evolution,
was it? Yeah. Yeah, that's what it says in the encyclopedia.
Right. I just wanted to check I got the right understanding.
The way you've written that, Frank, I imagine it to be very short lines. Is it, or is it?
It's...
Pulled gold thread through beeswax to ease its way through gold braid. Flakes of wax like fudge crumbs lay in grooves carved by the thread. Her days were spent sewing promotions on sleeves, medal ribbons, epaulettes. Her needle pierced braid and serge with a fierceness like revenge. Her nights were spent unpicking her life, easing its thread through whiskey. Crumbs of dreams and what might have been swept away in blackout.
Swept away in black.
Blackout.
Thank you for coming down. I'm
not sure whether this is one poem or three poems. You can help me decide, perhaps. If it's one poem, it's called The Death of the Year.
What if it's three?
Then it's summer, autumn and winter. Or maybe not, I don't know. But
no spring.
No spring, no. Summer. Frailty in one so strong is hard to look upon. The one who walks tall and straight, dizzy, bowed down by fever's heat. The sun, before the father's weakness, has nowhere safe to fix his gaze. Past, present, future meet in merciless collision. Childhood's giant lies in Lilliput, with ties of tumour and treatment both pulling, holding down. Yet even here strength waits, and weakness clinically deceives. Look not away in fear from feebled frame, rather look clear and straight in eyes with eyes inherited from same. Strength is not gone, but deeper. Determination stands the test and more. Look and be proud, returning strength with firm resolve. I see you still. Autumn. Your quietening is hard to hear and bear. Short not of tales, but breath and time. Your voice boxed in by frailty, words weighing less and more. Before you boomed, flowed, held court, spoke freely by the hearth. Now soft, words saved like sparklers in the autumn night, you make the packet last. The silence comes, it hums, the background noise on which our talking rests. However, your words are heard in thoughts born not in us but you, and tales you told like gold enfold us still. We listen, you cheer, console, affirm, make clear. We hear, and hearing, know you well. We hear you still. Winter. Your absence fills the place, though strangely not with sadness. Though tears abound, the sound is not of weeping. Your quietening complete, we meet, take in your silence, breathe out stories. We list names, titles, roles, the hats you wore before this time of yielding. We make our choice, we will rejoice, and make of this a sharing.
Absolutely.
Which made me much more conscious of my mortality. My father was working as a shipyard worker. I can remember as a kid he used to come home and he had little pieces of shreds of metal under his fingernails that he used to pick out with a pin most nights after work. So I call this, it's for my father and for my mother and for Newcastle. It's called Splinters. You picked splinters with a pin each day from under blackened fingernails, shreds of metal from the shipyard grime, minute memories of days swept by, the dusty remnants of a life spent in the shadow of the sea, the tears in your shattered eyes at the end of work. And your hands were strong, so sensitive, and capable of building boats and nursing roses, a kind and gentle man who never hurt a soul, the sort of quiet, knackered man who built a nation. Dad, I watched your ashes float away down to the ocean bed, and in each splinter I saw your caring eyes and gracious smile. I think of your strong silence every day, and I am full of you, the waves you scaled, and all the sleeping Tyneside streets you taught me to dance my fleeting feet along. When I fly, you are with me. I see your fine face in sun-kissed clouds, and in the gold ring on my finger, and in the heaving crowd on Saturday, and in the lung of Granger Market, and in the ancient breath of our own Newcastle.
In Amsterdam bar.
All afternoon!
We drank in a bar near Dam Square. The barroom floor was covered in sawdust. I'd imagined from a timber yard in the Dutch mountains. Johan said it was one of the oldest meeting rooms where merchants would drink and make deals.
All afternoon!
We made tourist conversation with an American couple from Milwaukee. She was the archetypal American sweetheart. A fresh-faced looking girl with a big smile. She even had the movie star name, Lauren. All afternoon, we made improvised conversation with two black musicians. My last sober memory was singing along to an ongoing riff of the song Happiness by the British comedian Ken Dodd. It sums up our mood. All afternoon. To the hotel and for a kick, rip out the plumbing, you know. I normally go home and listen to the weather, the shipping forecast on Radio 4. This is called What Is Certain. Attention all shipping. The familiar rolling litany of distant storm-tossed waters, Hebrides, Tyne and Humber, will be joined by a new sea area. The Radio 4 shipping forecast is changing. What is certain in life? Sea area Finisterre will be known as Fitzroy. Not since the Bible have navigators and cartographers altered their blueprint. What is certain? That David Beckham will play for Bradford Park Avenue, and Posh will get bladdered with local lasses. That Ken Dodd will learn accountancy, that the Elgin Marbles will be returned to Greece, and Gibraltar will become Spain, and politicians will tell the truth, that you will find the last internet page, that the old nag in the bottom field is really Shergar, that Lord Lucan is working in Tesco. What is certain? Viking, Forties, Dogger, Shannon, Rockall, Mallon and Bailey. And now Fitzroy. What is certain?
I got born at the bottom of the Algernon mine near Shire Moor. 400 feet below the steam engines, the cranes, the blue nail, the teddies and the tyne. My mum and dad were newlywed, so we lived in a small cave that got slightly bigger each day as the hack lumps out the black walls with their teeth. I was cauterized 6 days after birth, and my parts were stamped property of the National Coal Board. I was fed with engine oil and coal dust for my first 2 years, and then I was given my own corner. I soon learned to keep my teeth razor sharp, and to distinguish between the nourishing coal, shale and granite. I couldn't eat me fill, however. Me dad informed me that 90% of what I chomped had to go into a large steel tub which stood near the doorway. Once a week, me dad would push the tub through the door and up a steep incline. He was usually gone for a few days. I asked me mom about it. Oh, he's away at the service, son, to see the company. He would soon be back with small trinkets which were his payment. Boxes of used matches, rubber sealing rings, pocketfuls of soil. Occasionally, a 2-inch piece of plastic coated copper wire or an elastic band. I remember my 5th birthday. The 3 of us sat warming hands around a living fire advert. My dad presented me a wood shaving stuck to a milk bottle topped with araldite. I was a happy young lad. One day, my dad didn't arrive. My mum and I cried in 6-hour shifts, 24 hours a day, until we heard his hard steps on the threshold. A strange smell preceded him. He handed me mum a brown paper parcel. Whoa, what's this, I thought. Leaks, cried me mother. Leaks, bah, you're a canny fella, she said before she fainted. After a leak and sawdust pudding, my dad sat next to me with a serious look in his eyes. It's time to tell you the facts, son. I felt nervous and hot. The mystery was about to be revealed. He poured a bucket of cold water over me and began. Innocence. Enquire. Wonder, he said. Oh, is that all, I said. But what about the service? My disappointment echoed around the damp walls. During the following months, a small idea grew in my mind like a little carrot. I would chew my way through 400 feet of coal, granite, clay and soil and find out what it was all about. Well, I succeeded. I broke through and breathed in the sweet air of Backwood. I was staggered when I saw the sun set over Seg Hill Slaggy. Oh, I got the surface all right. I worked for the company for a while, sharpening drone pins for junior draftspersons. I worked my way up. I left when they asked me to hold up the sky with me feet, balanced on one hand, holding an electric fire in the other. They offered me a car tire. I wandered around for a while, looking for a meaning in life. I looked as far as Ashington. I went back to see me mum and dad eventually. Me dad and I talked man's talk and swapped rusty 3/4-inch screws. Me mum looked worried. Soon I was away again. This time I went to the imaginary centre of the local illusionary cosmos. London, some people call it. You wouldn't believe what goes on down there. A religion based on the worship of penis extensions. People on the streets wearing nout button money. Platinum pavements. I couldn't take it. I went back north to Benwell. I got a canny flat. I got yogurt cartons. 3 of them on the windowsill. Innocence and choir and wonder. See, in those days, I mean, I have to give credit to Adrian Henry for this one, really, because I first heard somebody doing poems to a 12-bar blues. When I heard Adrian Henry, he used to do one about Batman. He used to do one about my clothes are made of wood, baby. And I liked those things a lot, you know, and inspired me to, you know, try.
Not will you do Dars at all?
That's what I'm winding my way to that one. So, as it happens, in Newcastle, we have the lovely Procter & Gamble. Tried to get a job there once, but I'd just been in Medlemsley Detention Centre, so I blew me chances of that one. And shoplifting in South Shields, but anyway. I couldn't get a job with them. But anyway, Procter & Gamble, it might interest you to know that there's a company, there's the American nuclear weapons plant is called Pantex. And it's in Texas, one of the largest places that they have there. And Procter & Gamble ran the management tier in that place. At least they had a contract for a certain time. Now, I can't pin it down or whatever, but this information somehow came to me. So anyway, this is a poem about Daz. When I'm abroad, when I was in Amsterdam, I did try to explain what is Daz, but everybody seemed to know, but I don't have to explain to you what Daz is.
Good. In Amsterdam, they didn't understand, stick it up your nose.
They did understand.
Yeah.
So this is a little tale of spirituality and its antithesis. Daz gets you whiter than whiter than white. Daz makes you glow in the darkest of nights. Daz gets your aura brighter than bright. Daz gets you faster, faster than light. Sticks them down your neck, gets them up your nose. Daz gets you out there and it even cleans your clothes. Forces grey out, forces white in. Daz keeps your television free from sin. Daz, 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 dripping down your chin. Daz to keep you healthy, Daz to keep you thin. Low in carbohydrates, less than slimming pills. Daz gets you out there. Who needs chlorophyll? It's got blue whitener to make you look good. It removes all the understains and all the blood. Digest those things you shouldn't mention. Removes headaches, relieves tension. Sticks them on your armpits, wash your intimate parts. Daz gets you out there and cleans out your heart. 2-for-1 swap? No thanks, no thanks. Daz is my God. I give praise and thanks. I worship at the washing line of modern delight. Don't use Persil if you want to see the light. Only one product can make you strong, make you whole. Daz gets you out there and delivers your fallen soul. So if you're feeling a little run down and grimy round the edge, just a little sprinkle of Daz can brighten up your veg. It's non-addictive, it's degradable, it's one with the earth. Daz can keep you happy from birth after. Stick some under your pillow, grow a crystal for your chest. Daz gets you out there, you know it's the best.
Each Monday in life, at one end, angry husband, other, tearful wife. When years were few, beside you I would stand, occasionally be seen together, hand in hand. But as the time moved on, broke my heart, the world could feel us moving far apart. As children dawned, the scene grew ever wide, no longer walking closely side by side, the gap between us growing day by day, eventually the parting of our way. So, bookends, meeting friends for lunch, you'd think perhaps they'd surely have a hunch, that you so wooden, I so iron in ways, were counting down the closing of our days. Now, worlds apart, we never even meet, those folk who once stood feet to naked feet.
remaining lonely on the shelf, till we have learned to love ourselves. It is known that all around the world, where children from their hazy slumbers rest, are mothers trying to fill their thoughts with how to treat their families best. And even though Mum tries to sleep, the pressures of her conscience tends to keep her waking until the early hours, whilst contemplating all to do within her powers. And even in her wildest dreams, she plans, puzzles, debates and schemes to try to do what's right for all and answer to their every call. No easy task to be in charge of families, whether small or large, who all rely and ask advice of Mum, then criticise her when her face turns glum. A full-time job? Of course not. That really cannot be. No, she takes off an hour for lunch and just works 23.